Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi Buglers, it's producer Chris, and this is Top Stories, a daily dose of classic bugles. We're no strangers to Christmas bugles, and here is what we believe you describe as a fan favourite. From 2009, Bugle 99, this is Berlusconi Takes a Cathedral to the Face. Yes, we know it's not technically Christmas related, but it was released in December, and what a treat.
Top story this week. Well, Andy, there's only one story we could go with. Yes, Copenhagen seems to have stalled. Yes, the war in Afghanistan rages on. Yes, healthcare in America seems to be taking steps backwards rather than forwards. But all that pales into insignificance when placed next to this. Silvio Berlusconi being punched in the face news now! Did I dream this, Andy? Did this really happen? Did someone really punch Silvio Berlusconi in the face with a ceramic ornamental cathedral? Am I in a coma, Andy? Was I hit on the head and have I been hallucinating the last few days? Or did someone really hit Silvio Berlusconi in the face with a small pottery cathedral?
I don't think he punched him in the face. I think he threw it at him.
But
it was definitely wanging.
Yeah, it only just left contact with the guy's hand, though.
The extraordinary thing about this story, John, is that when you first heard the words Silvio Berlusconi has been smashed in the face with a small replica of Milan Cathedral, you just weren't that surprised. Wait, I mean, any other world leader, any other person in the world being smashed in the face with a small replica of Milan Cathedral, you'd have thought, well, that's crazy, what on earth happened, how did that come to pass? But with Berlusconi, you thought, I bet they did. In fact, the surprising thing for me, John, it has taken 73 years for someone to smash Silvio Berlusconi in the face with a replica of Milan Cathedral.
Andy, some say they see God in a rainbow, or in a child's smile, or that they look at the Grand Canyon and think a higher power must have done this. For me, I see it in this story. And I tell you what would have been really weird, and that if anyone at the exact moment that that happened was experiencing a moment of religious doubt, a crisis of faith, and who looked to the heavens like George Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life, whispering, "Give me a sign, Lord. Just give me a sign." And who then turned on the news to hear, "Silvio Berlusconi was hit in the face by a ceramic cathedral." They must have dropped to their knees and said, "Thank you, Lord. I have seen your face. Now I am a believer."
But what I want to know, John, and what hasn't been reported in the press, is at that exact moment, what was happening in the real Milan Cathedral? Was everyone there just enveloped by a glorious rapture? As it turned out, this was in fact a voodoo Milan Cathedral. A great light shined upon it.
Obviously, Andy, you cannot condone an action like this happening. There's no excuse for violence, but the problem is, this is very funny. Now, for instance, I broke my nose while filming something for The Daily Show when I first got here. I was the first to say it was funny. You know, we used it on the show because it was funny. Silvio has a responsibility now, a human responsibility to sack up and do the same. Admit that, yes, while it hurt, it was undeniably, irrefutably hilarious.
I broke my wrist playing football, you may remember.
Funny injury.
When our friend and comedic colleague Daniel Kitson... Yes. Belted a ball at me from about 4 yards away. I stuck my hand, I was in goal to save it, and it broke my wrist, and he followed up by shouting the words, "Take that, you Jew."
It was a hate crime. It was a slapstick hate crime.
Yeah, it was all meant in good spirit. and taken as such whilst I went to hospital. I mean, to an objective observer, that could have looked bad. Anyway. Oh. Another surprising thing, John, was Berlusconi's reaction, which was basically to say, how could people do this? Which suggests, yes, was, as you say, for a start, he doesn't have a sense of humour, but also that he doesn't read the papers, is also fully amnesiac, and has also never thought that tourist souvenirs of major churches would be used as close combat missiles, of which only the last one is acceptable.
Lots of the reactions in Italy seem to be mixed feelings, on the lines of course, this is absolutely terrible, but it is Silvio Berlusconi being hit by a miniature cathedral. One Italian responded by saying, I don't like to say he deserved it, but he had to expect it.
That is semantics, isn't it?
If I can just slightly jump to Silvio's defence here, I don't know if he, as a busy man, you know, with a full day of running a country and committing fraud, I don't know how he can be constantly on the lookout for flying cathedrals. I think you ask too much of him there. His initial reaction, Berlusconi, was to stand on the floor of his car above the crowd to show everyone that he was all right. The problem was that there was quite a lot of blood, which meant that his gesture was not having the effect that he aimed for. Instead, everyone was looking at him thinking, no, you're not all right. It looks from here like some of your face is coming off. He also said that he hoped that this attack would prompt a calmer, more honest language in Italian politics. That's a bit rich, seeing as he's very much neither of those things. He's not calm, he's crazy, and he's not honest, he's a career criminal. Not just a liar, an old-fashioned crook. Also, no one wants Italian politics to be calm or honest. Just like they don't want Italian politics to be not sexist. You'd be ripping the heart out of it. It'd be like saying that boxing should stop having anyone getting punched in the face. It'd just be two people in the middle of a ring standing looking awkwardly at each other.
There is more chance, as you say, of them stopping riding mopeds and honking their horns at attractive women. So we have to ask, John, was this the first in a new wave of tourist souvenir-based assassination attempts? I mean, obviously not the first. William McKinley, the US president, of course, famously shot with a bullet in the shape of the Niagara Falls, whilst Julius Caesar was, in fact, stabbed with a miniature Eiffel Tower.
Berlusconi's full quote was, if, after it happened, there's a better awareness of the need for calmer and more honest language in Italian politics, this pain will not have been in vain. These last days, I have felt that even some political opposition leaders have come closer. That's true, Silvio. They have all come together in gathering around their computers, watching it time and time again, laughing their faces off. Also, I do like the idea that he sees his suffering as being for the greater good. He's like Jesus, Andy. He sacrificed his face so that we all may benefit. And I wonder if he'd be willing to keep doing this if he felt it would actually help humanity. If someone said to him, the world would be a better place if you are regularly smashed in the face by a replica house of worship, would he step up to the plate?
Take a synagogue in the eye, Berlusconi.
First out of the blocks were the Prime Minister's critics in terms of reaction around the world. By the following morning, more than 20,000 had signed up to a Facebook page giving hero status to the alleged attacker, Massimo. I can't believe they're still saying alleged attacker when he's on video throwing a cathedral at him. Massimo Tartaglia was his name, and he's now has more than 70,000 fans. He has become like the Iraq shoe thrower. The problem was that reactions quickly got out of hand. One enemy of the Prime Minister left a note saying, death to Berlusconi. Obviously, that is over the top. You don't want death for him. You want him to be hit by more cathedrals in the face. And from one of his defenders, there was the reaction, I'd like to wash my feet in the blood of communists. Where to begin? First, that's a terrible way to wash your feet. Terrible.
Well, some people say it's good for corns and bunions.
It's not good, Andy.
Stalin used to swear by it. No, that explains everything.
That much is true. You're going to find that when you finish, your feet are the opposite of clean. In fact, they are stained with communist blood. And you've just walked the blood of communists all across your brand new carpet, which is just what those commies would have wanted. The point is, this story is inspirational, Andy. For John Keats, his muse was a Grecian urn. For us, it is Silvio Berlusconi's face being caved in by a cathedral.
Thanks for listening, Buglers. Make it worth me staying up till 4 in the morning doing all this stuff by supporting us at thebuglepodcast.com. Poor Tiny Tim. More Christmas nibbles tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.